WTHN, listening, could you repeat? W2TU. Nice call tonight. This is Mitchum, and I asked to test me on that. Samfang 8-1 with a mag mount sitting on a fuel plate. Your audio is clear, it's just, might not be talking up to the microphone, because you're a little low. And using internal mic is just a bit better. That's much better. Name here is Chris. Well, thanks for the kickback. Can I ask your location? Yeah, I'm located in Hawthorne, New Jersey. It's two towns west of the town of Paramus. Roger, Nordwell. In Nyack now, I've been in Edgewater, Hoboken for many years. I try to avoid IKEA on Saturdays, but definitely have to get some things in Paramus now. I grew up in Paramus, so. If I don't have to go into Paramus on a Saturday, I know better. Roger, you mobile or six locations? No, I'm sitting in my shack right now. Well, again, thanks for the comeback. I'm just playing with my handful of bad things here to see if they still work. These things are pretty amazing for the price. I'm going to connect the ASU up tomorrow with the antenna on the chimney and see how I make it then. I appreciate the response. W2TU, KM4GHN, back to you.
Alright, man. Well, like I said, once you spoke up to the mic, you were a lot better. And you're making the repeater with just a little bit of static from an HT, so once you go with a home setup, you'll be much better.
Yeah, I've got a 50 watt gauge too. I'm going to test down a band base to the mobile, but I'll probably make it interchangeable. I'm going to go 50 watts now, playing around.
Now, question, you said you were in Hoboken. Did you just move up there?
Negative, correction, I'm in Nyack, New York. I think I have a visual on this computer, I'm not sure. I think I have the Alpine Tower nearby there. But, I'm currently in Nyack. I lived in Hoboken and Edgewater for many years. That was my familiarity with Jersey, Paramus, and all that.
Alrighty, yeah. From Nyack, yeah, you might be able to see the Armstrong from your location.
Yeah, a lot of history in that location, for sure. I'm an old broadcaster. New to ham, but not new. I used to play with it in the 70s, but just kind of putzing around now. But, there's what I understand is a museum, basically, up there with some of Edwin Armstrong's original FM gear.
Yeah, there is. I have not been to the location, but there is quite a bit of history up there, that's for sure.
Yeah, I have a buddy who works for as an engineer for CBS. He keeps saying he'll take me up there one day, but we just haven't gotten around to it.
Although I didn't get to go inside, I was up there in the early 90s. I was a novice back then, and I actually helped somebody bring equipment up to the location.
Well, I'm an old nerd, and I like the some of the old broadcasting, commercial, and amateur stories. But that is a hallowed ground on some level there. Long story there between him and FTC, kind of a story. ham radio. But it worked out that way.
Yeah, pretty much the father of FM.
Precisely, and just like Betamax and VHS, except the opposite, they realized that was a better way to go. If they would have done that with the video format, Betamax would have won. But, yeah, he, long story, good story.
I actually just recently got rid of my Betamax. I had an old Betamax and probably about 120 movies when I sold my old house 2 years ago to move over here. A buddy of mine was into laser discs and the old Philips movie systems, and he bought it from me.
Hello, Mike Woodoff until November Friday. That's funny, maybe they're getting to the point where they're collecting items now. As you're probably aware, it was a superior video format and audio as well. But the Thompson Electronics head of RCA, basically, like big tobacco, those times away with money, and VHS won. But it was definitely inferior.
Yeah, it was. Similar to the DAT cassettes, you know, which I also had those. And, you know, it just goes to show you the company that is able to purchase the copyright for the least is the one that floods the market with the most.
Yeah, from my viewpoint, DAT never really made it to the consumer market, but it was viable for many years, several years, maybe it's 7, 8, 9. But it came and went. I guess we're dating ourselves.
Yeah, it was a Philips CDI, I just remembered. CD Interactive. It was a good system. Didn't last very long. W2TU.
Yeah, politics always wins. But anyway, just monitor this repeater at night occasionally. You bounce around a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot livelier. I guess everybody moves along. It's like that all the time with radio. And people get annoyed with it, or they find other things to do, and then they come back.
Hear ya. Yeah, I'm just playing around with it here and then, here and now. I spent a lot of time down in D.C. and Virginia, too, so I'm kind of out of three locations. But when I'm up here after the wife's gone to bed, I putz around a little bit. But I was just messing with these bad things to see if they still work. And tomorrow I might get out of the ladder and put that antenna on the chimney and see where I go. But hey, it's good chatting with you. I didn't catch your name, but this is Mitch, KM4GHN, WGTU. I will give it back to you, and I'll probably come back with the final. Heading on to bed. Got a big day.
Yeah, right. Yeah, name here is Chris. We spoke a few times. I know that you talk to a lot of people, so unless you talk to me more, then you wouldn't remember. But I only spoke to one Mitch. So that's how I remembered. Have a good night. Great talking with you.
Oh, I remember. I knew the calls, for sure. But, yeah, W2TU, KM4GHN, my final, 73. You have a great weekend, and I'll be picking you up at some point in the future. Have a good night.
You too. You have a good night. Good talking with you. So it'll be two to you, and good luck tomorrow with the antenna. Thank you. I had one, I got rid of it.
Left me hanging. as to, well, is it a combination of both, or is one of them more outstanding?
Well, they do say that the Mediterranean Greek Isles diet are the best.
They did get into that, which is what I thought it was definitely leaning toward. And the second half of the article that was going on was actually like flipping the hand over and saying, now they were interviewing the people about how they live, not just what they eat, but how they live and how tranquil their attitudes are about everything. KD2FIU. There's something to be said about drying tomatoes in the sun on your roof and designing Ferraris at the same time. It was 60 Minutes. I'm not sure. It was one of those journalism programs on television.
No, I'll be right back. W2TU.
went to bed, KD2BOR.
Oh, did he? He's supposed to be on radio, man. He's supposed to be on the radio. What are you up to?
I was just coming back from the John when I heard your call. I'm just getting ready to go to the girlfriend's house pretty soon, have my breakfast.
Oh, Joe. What do you call it? What do you got planned today? Any ham fest coming up?
Yeah, there's one in Jersey somewhere today. I don't even know where the town is. If you look up on the AORL, you'll see. One this week, one next week. Next one I'm going to is the October 10th up at Barra.
Rojo. So there is one today, huh?
Yeah, that was a correction on that. October 8th is the Barra.
Okay. But there is one today, or no?
Hold on, I'm going to the AORL again.
Okay.
At Gloucester County, I can't even say this town, Boca Hill or something, New Jersey?
Bunker Hill?
Mullica, M-U-L-L-I-C-A, Mullica Hill, New Jersey. Don't ask me where that is. Gloucester County.
Oh, Gloucester County. What the heck is that? Does it say what time it starts?
They all normally start the same time. 6 for sellers, 8 for buyers. Next week is the Garden State one in Tinton Falls.
There you go. That's a good idea.
And on the 24th, you got one in, what the hell is it called? The Delaware Valley Association, wherever the heck it is. And, West Windsor, New Jersey.
West Windsor, huh?
If you want to go on the 25th, Wall Township.
Okay. Mullica Hill, I gotta see where that is.
Hey, November 25th, you got the Fairlawn one.
Where's it in Fairlawn?
It's sponsored by the Fairlawn Amateur Radio Club. I didn't punch up to see where it was.
Okay. If I can get a mount for this. No, I'm just kidding.
You never know. You can find something.
I believe they want $50 for a mount.
Oh, wow. This, Gloucester County, $8 admission. And, the grand prize is a $200 gift certificate. Doesn't say what the gift certificate, where it's good for.
Anybody cuts trees down?
No, not really.
Roger.
Mullica Hill. It's being held at the Gloucester County 4-H Fairgrounds. Bridgeton Pike, Route 77, wherever that is.
Never heard of that road ever.
Put it this way, I went to the Piscataway and that was too far for me to drive.
I don't mind driving if it's good, but if it's crap, then I'm pissed off coming back.
It wasn't too bad, the Piscataway one. I got to meet a guy that I talked to on DMR, the one to help me out with my two cold plugs and help Charlie out. I finally got to meet him, the truck driver, W4ITG.
Truck driver? Who's he driving for?
I forget what query pulls out of, but most of the time, like the other night, me and Charlie caught him. We were on Pac 310 and he was out in Ohio.
Yeah, okay. I was talking to some truck driver and he was going into the Lincoln Tunnel or something. I was talking to him on Simplex, though.
This guy went, KD2BOR, this guy went totally digital, DMR. Sold all his analog radio equipment.
A better man than I am. tell you, I don't think I could do that.
Nah, I like it both. I got no problem with it. It's kind of cool. You know, as long as you don't beat into one of your DMR policemen.
God. Like, they used to be on 2 meters, and now they're on DMR. The DMR police.
This guy up in Connecticut, I'm going to leave his call sign out of it. But when I first got into DMR, he came down and started telling me that I was on North America for too long.
Oh, yeah. You know, they say whatever they're going to say. I don't know. I don't know why they don't just shut the radio off and ignore it.
I let him say what he had to say. I didn't pay it no mind. He was on there tonight calling out on Kenny Mack's Tri-State. I didn't even go back to him. I don't care if I ever talk to him again.
They're good, huh?
You know, if you want to come yell at me, come and yell at me in front of my face.
Yeah, I don't know why they got to do that. It's just, most people just ignore it anyway, right? K2OL.
KD2BOR, that's why I didn't pay him no mind. Let him say what he had to say, and I just went about my business.
Can anybody bother you on TAC channels?
No, I never had anybody bother me. I'm not really on TAC channels too many times. Most of the time, I'm on Tri-State or on K2MAK's private.
I go on MAK when I'm on DMR.
Don't go on it?
That's the only one I can hit.
Yeah, that's strange. You know, I know where you live, and I know how high up you are there. I get into the Orangeburg machine from my shop here.
Analog, no problem. I'm using an HT, not a mobile. K2OL.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. I can't get into Orangeburg either with my HT.
What about Montclair?
Montclair comes basically full... Full bars on my radio to me. I got that zone in there.
Okay.
Biggest ones I got is Orangeburg, Kenny Mack, Montclair, and I also, when I went to the Piscataway Hamfest, I put in the Martinsville.
Soft Cataway?
Sound on
you? You went to Pissed Off Cataway?
I've been saying Piscataway even before I was in radio. Don't ask me why.
Okay.
KD2BOR, I'll tell you one thing. I've gone to Barra many times already. You see the same guys there. Beep, beep, bop. It was nice to go to a different fest, see some different people. You know, not the same old sellers that you see all the time.
Yeah. Get some different stuff, right? Not the same old boat anchors.
I got a kick out of the pictures that Sean posted. The guy at one of the ham fests he went to, I don't know where it was, in Connecticut or where, the guy had the radio equipment laying out in the dirt.
It's like a record album, right? Take a picture of that.
There's one guy up at Barra. He sells tons of connectors, made-up cables. Does a very, very good job on the cables that he makes up, and he's very reasonable. But, he puts out, it takes him probably a good 2 hours or better to set up all his tables.
Ah, gee, we better get early. Better get there early.
Another time I went up there, this one guy had a school bus or something like that. Oh, you want to see that? Tons of old, he had a CB shop up in Pennsylvania. You got to see all the CB radios that he had.
Do they have guts inside of them? Do they work?
From what I could tell, talking to the gentleman the one time I did, he's a very honest. He'll tell you if it works or it don't work.
That's good. I hate when there's CBs that are, you know, they obviously don't work, and you're lucky if you get a PC board inside.
your old radios when they don't work. It's usually you got some capacitors going bad. As long as nobody was in there, you know, with a golden screwdriver or doing mods, most of the time it's capacitors.
Roger that. Yeah, this last time I was at JSARS, whatever the heck that thing is down the shore, most of the radios I picked up, I wouldn't buy if you gave them to me.
Yeah, I got a fellow ham that was down here during the week. I did a little bit of work for him, and he's got an old Cobra 148 Malaysia version. He said it don't work anymore. I said, it's got to be a capacitor. The same thing happened to my girlfriend's. I had two 148s, all modded up. Mine worked. Hers sat in the closet for about 7-8 years or longer, and when I turned it on, it lit up, but no transmit, no receive.
Does it have those pins that are on the PC board in the back by the RF connector that stick up with the blank PC board like the presidents do? Usually that's what it is.
KD2BOR, you talking about that silver piece that used to drop into the three connectors?
Yeah, what I used to do is just jump those out with wire, and then whammo, it was good again.
When I had my Cobra 2000 before I sold it, I recapped the whole radio and it was back to normal after that. I started to see power drop off, problems with the receive. I recapped the whole thing and it worked beautiful.
How much did you sell that for?
The one that got hit by lightning. The radio worked on a power supply, but it didn't work. The internal power supply took a hit. I think I got about $245 for it the way it's set.
That really held its value, right? Yeah, especially if the power supply didn't work. Wow.
So all that took the hit. I hooked it up to an external power supply and everything worked like there was no problem.
That's weird. Lightning will do weird things to electronics.
You know, that's my girlfriend. Took out her computer. Took out a lot of stuff at her house the day I got hit there.
And bought a new microwave, and like the next day I got hit by lightning. Like, oh man.
That's the second time I got hit. First time I got hit, I got hit down in Harrison where I live. I had a Starduster up. And I got a 50 amp power supply at home in my living room on the couch. It looked like somebody put an oxygen acetylene torch inside of it.
Did you fix it or did it go out to the curb?
I still have it. I just haven't thrown it away. The radio I had on it was an AR3500, the 100 watt version. I sent that out to the company of Washington State, and they replaced the diode and the capacitor, and that came back working fine.
Well, you sent it out? Huh. Where'd you send it out to?
To the company that was distributing them, Clear View, Clear Something, Washington State. I bought that radio from Copper Electronics.
Oh, that was like the goodie catalog. You look at that, and you're like, wow, I want this, I want that. Copper Electronics. That's where I ordered my big stick from. And that came on the UPS truck. I still remember the day.
KD2BOR, I ordered my 2510 from Copper. I got my Cobra. When I ordered my Cobra 2000 from Copper Electronics, I got the salesman on the phone. I said, don't forget, put an IC socket and an MB8719 chip in the box for me, please.
They sold the chip separate? That's interesting. Usually I thought they'd want to install it. Huh. That's a cool place. They're still around, believe it or not.
I have a dresser drawer at home full of the Copper flyers. You used to pay a couple bucks, and you used to have, if you were able to read between the lines, it told you how to do a mod. I've got ones back from probably 25 years ago.
That's cool. That'd be interesting to see those. K2OOL. Yeah. Copper Electronics. I'm surprised they're still around. I'm shocked.
They get some bad reviews sometimes if you look on the internet.
Why, they don't mod things good? They like do a crappy job, what?
One guy said he ordered one radio and got another one. I forget which radio it was, but hey, let's put it this way. You're going to get bad reviews and good reviews. That's American people. It's human nature.
I love looking at Amazon, and there's like just as many bad reviews as good reviews. It's like split right down the middle. You're like, which one is it? Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? You know, like, it's hard to tell because there's so many, you know, people reviewing the thing.
82 BOR. Yeah, I know what you mean. All right, Artie, if you're out there later, when I get back, I should be back here around 4:30 or so. I got to do my window regulator and stuff on my truck today, but I'm getting out of here. I'm getting hungry. I'm clear. KD2BR.
Got to get one of those portable mixers and hook it up to the door handle. Up and down. K2OOL. Catch you later.